Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Bulldog Podcast. Today your hosts are Jackie Spinell and Sam Gilman. We hope you're all doing well. This week, we are joined by the middle school nurse, Nurse April, to talk about COVID-19 protocols at DE. Welcome. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nurse April. My full name is April Bogosian, but I go by Nurse April. And I'm the middle school nurse, grades 6 through 8.
Great. Nice to meet you. So just to get us started, what are the school's COVID-19 protocols this year? And just tell us a little bit about how they differ from last year's.
So this year we're going by the CDC guidelines. It's a little bit more relaxed than last year because almost all of our middle and upper school students are fully vaccinated. So we're able to relax a little bit with the guidelines that we had last year. So this year, if you're fully vaccinated, you're not gonna need to quarantine if you're exposed or if you travel. The only difference with traveling international and domestic is you'll have to get a PCR test on day 5 if you travel internationally, but you don't need to quarantine. For the younger students that are not vaccinated, they will be required to quarantine, but this year it's 7 days as opposed to 10 days last year. So they'll quarantine 7 days at home and then they'll PCR test before coming back to campus. And that's international and domestic because they're not vaccinated yet.
So you touched a little bit on this, but how do the COVID protocols differ amongst the different grade levels and the different schools? Specifically, how does the upper school's COVID-19 protocols differ from those of the middle and lower schools?
So the upper school, everybody's 12 and up, so they're fully vaccinated. So if you were exposed to somebody on campus that tested positive at home, or started having symptoms and tested positive, you actually would not need to quarantine because you're fully vaccinated and you're wearing a mask while on campus. You will need to PCR test on day 5, and we will ask you to wear your mask for the full 14 days where you normally would have quarantined if you weren't vaccinated. Last year, we identified all close contacts and they had to go home for 14 days. This year, if you're a close contact, you're vaccinated, we're just gonna monitor you, but you can still come to school. If you're in the lower school and you're identified as a close contact, you will have to go home for 14 days.
Okay, great. So that's staying the same.
Yes.
And next, so what has been the biggest challenge for you as a school nurse, especially during this pandemic? Because I know I'm sure you've had to tackle so many more difficulties and challenges. So yeah, can you just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, last year was a learning year for all of us. I mean, nobody really knew how the school was going to react. A lot of people were nervous to come back. And then we noticed throughout the year that the masks were really protecting the students. So if a student got COVID at home and came to school not knowing that they were going to be positive when we tested them, we didn't have any students becoming sick from that student. So we realized that the on-campus transmission was 0%. We didn't have a single case of on-campus transmission. So this year we were coming in a little bit more relaxed because we understand that everything we did last year really protected everything the students did, everything we did really protected everybody. So obviously if you get it when you're out, you're at a restaurant, you're with family, friends, somebody who has it, it's a lot easier to contract when you're not wearing a mask and you're in much more close contact. But when you're in the school setting, we're all wearing masks inside. If we're outside, it's okay not to wear a mask. And it we're definitely a lot more laid back. So the challenges last year were we just wanted to make sure we protected everybody. So this year, now it's just contact tracing, things that normally the nurse wouldn't think would take up their day, we're doing. And just making people feel more comfortable, because once people hear that they were exposed, it does produce some anxiety. So comforting people, calling people, parents, letting students know, but we're in a much better position this year, I feel.
That's great. And just hearing that last year the on-campus transmission rate was 0% is a really
huge relief.
Yeah, it is a very relieving number. So I know this is something that a lot of students have been wondering. Do you have a prediction as to when we'll be able to stop wearing masks inside and lift the protocols?
I wish I had an idea. I mean, it really, the governor, you know, he made that announcement in August, and I think a lot of people were a little shocked, thinking we thought that if you're fully vaccinated, you were going to be okay. But because you can still contract and spread, you know, the new Delta variant, I think it's going to be a while. At the very least, until all the younger kids or the majority of the younger kids could get vaccinated.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for joining us. And we understand, obviously, that there's so much you have to deal with, and you and the other nurses. So thank you so much for giving us some of your time. And for all of our listeners out there, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And we'll have another one soon. So thank you.
Thank you.